Good morning and thank you for your attendance. Can we meet all the businesses as per the agenda? Does anybody have a follow-up paper? No, no, none, zero. It was emailed out. Do we have copies of the follow-up paper? Mike, could you make copies of this first off?
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, if it's no battered time, we'll just shift the agenda around and come back to it. Okay, any declarations of interest? No, thank you. Okay, we have the minutes of the meeting of the 8th of March.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. We had to hand it in apologies.
No apologies, no apologies received. There's nothing on the agenda for apologies now. Oh my god, sorry, introduction apologies. Okay, minutes of the meeting the 8th of March, minutes of the meeting the 9th of March, and minutes of the second meeting on the 9th of March. Everybody happy with the correct record? Okay, are there any items arising? Are we happy to approve them? Okay, thank you. We'll skip on to item 5.2, which is Moravian Residential Services for Young People, report by the Director. Mary.
Thank you, Chair. This report gives an update on an inspection, an unannounced inspection that was carried out of our residential services in November 2015. We're delighted with this report as it's shown that Toro's residential care has continuously improved, and this is against a backdrop of a review of the service which was taking place recently and a relatively new manager in post. You can see that the grades, the quality of care and support very good, quality of environment very good, quality of staffing very good, and the quality of management and leadership very good. In 2.4 it outlines the strengths of the residential services. All young people were attending school, care plans to evidence staff working with education to provide support, good range of methods to involve young people in assessment and improving the service. The houses were well equipped to high standard. So we know that there are areas that we need to improve in, however you'll see that this is well in hand. So the performance review and scrutiny, I have to think about that one. We're asked just to note the content of the inspection report and just acknowledge the continued improvement since the last inspection and positive work by the management and staff connected with this. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Comments, questions? Thanks, Chairman. Just ask the Director, I noticed there's we have three homes that care for children, but during the inspection there was only two that had children in them. Now, over the years we've seemed to have had quite a high number of people that were looked after. Does this mean then we're going in a positive direction with regard to the numbers that we now look after? You switch your mic off now.
The three care homes, we've got a four-bedded unit in Pencook, a four-bedded unit in Gobidge, and a four-bedded unit in Dalkeith. The way we've used the units is the one in Pencook and the one in Gobidge we've used for our sort of permanent residents, and the one in Dalkeith we were using to keep youngsters out of the service, so we were using their service in a different way. So we were working intensively with children and their families there, so we'd be cooking more with their families in Dalkeith. We were working with them to keep them out of residential, because once you fill those four spaces, that's them filled. So we were working to keep them out, so this was the new way of working. Also at that time, I think Joe's explained before, we had one particular case where we had a young person with a high level of need, and they were actually in that residential unit on their own, with a support package around them. So we used that unit in a different way. We'd clearly say we should here at the moment, and because we're now required to look after young people up to the age of 21 and they can seek advice up to the age of 25, we're going to review these units again and how we use them, because you wouldn't want a youngster at 12 in a unit with an 18-year-old. So we're going to look at that again.
Could I use this opportunity to congratulate the staff, because this is a fantastic report. I read it with some amazement, because everything that's very good, very good. So really great credit to those who were responsible for achieving this. You're always so good at criticizing them. I would like to applaud them.
Okay, thanks for that, Peter. Yeah, could I add my voice to that? It is exactly what we hope to see here for areas like this. Rates are very good across the board. Could you pass on my thanks to the service managers, Maureen McLaughlin, in there? Okay, thank you. Now move on to item 5.3, inspection of Rowan Council fostering services. Eric.
Thank you. We're pleased with this report again, as it is a significant improvement from the report in May 2015. And whilst we're pleased with the grades and the strengths outlined by the inspectors, we know what we need to do to improve further. The appointment of the new manager early last year from the staff team's skills and experience were acknowledged by inspectors. So the quality of care and support good, the quality of staffing very good, and the quality of management and leadership good. And in 2.5, the care inspectorate noted since the last inspection, the further developments that have taken place about moving youngsters further, quicker to fostering. And that's not just been with the fostering adoption staff, that's been with our legal staff as well. And Vlad Valiente has done a huge amount of work in really improving the journey of youngsters through the fostering leg that they're in with young people. And the inspection team noted that, but also noted that the foster carers said that they received a good service. The service has made an effort to improve group support. Management leadership was highlighted as positive, providing feedback to the inspectors. So we're really pleased with the report, but again, we know that there's much to be done in here. And so I'll go straight on now. So we'd ask you to note the content of the report, just again congratulate the management and staff, and note that we will continue to challenge and support and monitor the service and delivery in this excellence framework.
Yeah, it's maybe meek in here, but in case I'm reading this wrong, on page 61, 2.3, it says quality of care and support, grade 4, good. But we go to page 74, the third last sentence, it says that the outcomes for children and young people were very good. And page 78 of the inspection report, it says the grade is 5, very good. So how does this come about that we're only getting grade 4 and a good for quality of care and support? It makes me start to wonder if some of the inspection reports are as accurate as they could be.
Thank you for pointing that out. But what happens is you're graded within various parts of the inspection reports, and if you get a lower grade in one area, it doesn't accumulate that you get two very goods and one good, therefore the average is very good. If you get a lower grade, that's it. It goes to the lower grade. It's a shame. You do argue with inspectors when you meet with them, you argue up the points, but at the end of the day, they have the final say. So that's how it goes. So there's various points within a grading.
That still doesn't explain page 78, but it says the grade for the inspection report, very top, this is the group that done is very good. Okay, I'll accept it. If you think that the group of company is good and good, the company is very good, then
it's that machine.
Okay, any other questions for the director? I think probably echoing along the lines that Drew's echoing along the lines, it seems quite absurd that the quality of management and leadership is graded at grade 4, and it's the same, or tell me if I'm wrong, the same leadership that was talking about in the previous paper with the same train inspector at the same time. Or am I wrong here? Again, there are some different areas of managers and a service, but the leadership comes from the top, sort of doing the way, and it talks about quality of leadership, grading 5, very good in the last report, and the same leadership is grading as good in this report. It just seems strange.
Would I ever say you were Councillor Morgan?
Yes.
Couldn't possibly comment. However, the residential care is inspected by a different care section than fostering and adoption. And we do have anomalies if you've read the two reports in fostering and adoption, where it's the same manager and the same team, and yet they have a different outcome for the man whether they're inspected by a different inspector at the same time.
Yeah.
So we have raised this before with you, and we raise it with inspectors, but of course they have the final word. If I can give you an example of an inspector who went into one of our units and said, I'm not the type of inspector that gives you high marks unless you've got fireworks coming out your bottom and stars coming out your eyes. And then she then goes on to comment that the staff seem nervous.
I wonder why,
if someone, if that's her opening gambit to start, whether she thought she was putting people at ease, when in actual fact, they actually felt quite nervous, but that's what she reported, so you are at the mercy of how someone says something.
Yeah, I think that brings me back to here to how accurate can these reports be taken by us, and if one inspector, as you say, is looking at the same team and can only give them good, and another guy or person gives them very good, I mean, how likely can you accept these reports as being then?
I suppose the eyes in the beholder. If that's the right saying.
What I'm trying to get is that we then, if you look at reports that say it's not so good, we start jumping up and down here, forming subcommittees, and we I don't think we can be confident that some people walk out, may have had a bad day, may have had a bad night the night before, may have had a bad football result the day before. We come and do these people that aren't working in our councils for teams, bad reports. How accurate can it be if we're talking the same team here? It's like presenting two different reporters and two different papers saying they were at a game, a great game, and a lot of people knew this was a little rubbish.
I think we've actually been here before where we've had one at a very good and one at a lower level of bad sort of area before, and I think maybe it was in about the same areas where effectively we're talking about the same teams. However, we're sort of dealt a hand that this is what's sent out by the government to inspect us, and you're sort of left with them. As I can always remember, in other areas where the council are performing really well and the Scottish Parliament are performing really bad, when it's the same people sent out to inspect us on how we're performing.
Mr. Just to add to that, if you look on page 94, just within the space of less than a year and a half, the care and support has gone from very good, then to weak, and then back up to good. So, you know, it does sort of seem as if it's maybe different teams have a very subjective opinion of how we operate.
Yeah,
and I think as Mary points out, you just need to have one glitch in the system for your day to go from very good to bad. And I'm not bothered about how the system, the reality is in services like this, if they're not going well, I'm sure that the people who are using them and the people who have been supported by them will be very, very, very vocal when it comes to that. And I can see, on a personal note, you can see the difference a lot of these services make to them kids. Kids who, in other words, might not have had an education and might not have had the basics. And you can see the difference when we get it right. And it does make a marked difference when we get it right. However, again, I think we're happy to note the report then. Mary?
Can I just add that I think you can be confident that we're measured against standards. And the standards are quite clear. Now, if you were lifting the bins, and I don't know if you're derogatory about Ricky's section, but if you were lifting the bins and you didn't do it as per standard, we would have something to say, but you know, it's not life or death. So you commented about the one who got weak. That was something that we had. There had been an issue with a child, and we had not informed the care inspectorate as per the standard. So we automatically go to weak. That was our fault. So you know, I'm not blaming the care inspectorate for that. There was something that happened. We had resolved it, and the care inspectorate were happy with how we had resolved it. However, we didn't perform our duty in informing them when the incident happened. So we automatically were downgraded to a weak. So I would say here, you can be confident that there are some anomalies, and you just think, how does that happen? But you know, I think in answer to your question, Joe, I think you can be confident that we're measured against a standard. When you get your inspection report back, you have an opportunity to argue the points, where they will say, well, show me your evidence, because this is the evidence that we found. So this is the evidence where we found that you haven't recorded something properly, and that's something, Derek, you know that you had before. You haven't recorded these things properly. Where is your evidence that you've improved that? So I think you can be confident that we are being measured against a standard. Sometimes it's unfairness of it. As I say, that one, we were aiming for a really good outcome, and then we found something right at the very end, and we hadn't followed the procedure. We were automatically downgraded. We had to suck that one up. So.
Okay, are we happy with that? Thank you. Okay, we want to item 5.4. Mike, have you put room before the papers? Could you just pass them in for members and we'll come back to the rest on this one. 5.4 is inspection of union councils and adoption services.
Great.
So this is the report that matches the fostering report. So both reports took place at the same time. We're pleased with the report, which highlights steady progress. So if you look at page 137, it shows you where we've come from and where we're going. The report highlights significant progress for children and adopters. And although we're relatively satisfied with the outcome, we know there's work to be done. The new manager in place is the same manager for fostering. She was appointed in 2015, and we've got a second staff team there. So again, we know the journey, we know what we need to do to improve, and we'll take that on board. So the quality of care and support was graded as good, the quality of staffing was graded as good, and the quality of management and leadership was graded as good. They noted the significant progress in 2.5, with tracking and planning. The tracking system has reduced the amount of delay in decision making. Again, this is not just that service, this is about what we've done with our interpreters, what we've done with training, it's what we've done with training our social workers. So again, it's not just that one service, it's about the whole service. And greater partnership working, again, working with health, we're getting the health checks done for children to move to adoption much quicker. So we're pleased with the report, we would ask that you note the contents, congratulate the management and staff, and note that we will continue to challenge and support and monitor the service. Thank you.
Questions, comments? Everybody quite happy with that? Mary, I think everybody's reasonably happy here again. It just seems to be going in the right direction, and thank you for all your work.
Okay. Can we now move back to 5.1, which is the procedure for external inspection reports. I think this was brought a lot about by the question mark on how quickly did members get informed regarding new buyers and reporting. We asked for something to happen to give us assurance that members would have these reports drawn to their attention. Yes.
Yes, thank you, Chair. And I apologise, I members didn't have copies of this. It was, I think it was emailed out on Thursday of last week, but I apologise you haven't had the chance to read through the paper copy. The purpose of the report is to seek approval for a proposed approach to be applied to all published external inspection reports for Midlothian Council services from the agencies listed at paragraph 1 there, the Care Inspectorate, Education Scotland, Healthcare Improvement Scotland, Mental Welfare Commission, the Scottish Housing Regulator. And as the Chair has pointed out, this comes about from the meeting of the Special Performance Review Scrutiny Committee on the 19th of January, where members asked that a report be brought forward setting out proposals in relation to reporting arrangements for inspection reports produced by external scrutiny bodies. And what we've noted is that there was a degree of inconsistency across the Council, where reports from, for example, education, communities and economy, such as the ones you've just looked at, came forward as a matter of routine, but those from other areas did not necessarily do so. Section 2.2 sets out the background in terms of the various inspection agencies and also the various multi-agency inspections which now take place as well. And there are further details of the approaches adopted by the different agencies in Section 2.5 and the methodologies and appendices 2, 3 and 4. However, what I particularly want to bring to your attention is Appendix 1, which sets out a proposed procedure for ensuring that members are notified of all external inspection reports and that appropriate governance is in place for reporting to Cabinet and the Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee, which for all services which receive external inspection reports. So Appendix 1 really is a critical aspect which I would draw your attention to. The other thing I would say is that the procedure focuses on those services which Midlothian Council is directly responsible for, and not those services provided by external parties such as non-council care homes, for example. So whilst the inspection regime does apply equally to them, the inspectors will deal directly with the providers, and therefore it's not a matter of course that the Council is necessarily aware of these inspections. However, you'll note that in terms of our proposal to keep updates of published inspection reports in the quarterly reporting that comes forward to Cabinet and scrutiny, that we will capture these reports that relate to non-council services in these quarterly reports. So, as I say, Appendix 1 really is the key issue here, and the recommendation is that you're asked to review and approve the proposed procedure for the external inspection reports.
Thank you. Good. Does anybody have any questions for Kenneth at this stage? Peter?
I mean, they have had no chance to read this report properly, so it's really difficult to comment on it. I'd like to really have a chance to look at it more thoroughly. Could we review it at the next performance review committee?
Are members wanting us to come back on the agenda for the next week? Yep. Okay, I mean, I'm quite happy for it to just be continued over. I would maybe ask members to, from the first reading of Appendix 1, I think one of the concerns I had, and especially if I was a Cabinet portfolio holder, I would want to know if it was a draft report, no wait until it was published, if it was a draft report that had alarming or serious consequences on it prior to it being published, I would expect to have been at least brought to my attention that there was a possibility of an external report coming out, going to have serious consequences or quite good, that there were serious concerns or problems. And in the areas, especially care areas or stuff like that, because the first time that the press and public have to ask the politicians is, if you didn't know, how did you not know? This is serious. And there can be a long period between officers being told to when the actual report is then published. Certainly if I was a portfolio holder, I would genuinely want to know. Very good shoot. Now I can remember back and here some time back, many years back, with Danny Malloy sitting in the members' lounge when officers were getting briefed in here that a report was about to come out in Children's Services that was absolutely a bombshell, and the portfolio holder was told that he couldn't come in because it was an officer thing, and the portfolio holder lost his job for it. So I would have concerns, and that's why he lost his job, because he hadn't acted, or because he wasn't aware of the seriousness yet.
Yeah, thank you, Stuart. I think that's a reasonable point. The intention is that point four in Appendix 1 should address that, where it says the relevant head of service should ensure that any areas of serious concern are shared with portfolio or shadow portfolio leader and opposition during and or following the inspection as appropriate. I mean, I think there is a judgment call there, and I think that it is important that portfolio members are kept abreast of emerging issues during the course of inspections if there's serious concerns developing in the context of inspection.
Go first.
Again, this can be a bit back to the point I made earlier. I mean, nobody jumped up and did it when a report comes back less than good. And I'm now more confident that some of these inspectors, I know Mrs. Smith has told us that one problem can make your grade that much weaker. But maybe jump up and read here and get bad headlines in the papers because of a report, and then we find out these things can be quite judgmental. Just in the person condition that do it, there's an inspection. And you need to be formed a subcommittee now to deal with a bad report that came. And I know Mrs. Smith has accepted that some problems can make your grade that bit weaker, but I'm now more confident that some of these reports are as good as they should be.
Okay, I'm not sure we've formed a subcommittee just in that one report. I think it's just been, there's been a catalogue over the many, many years. Grades up and good director.
Thank you, Chair. I mean, just to say that Mary spoke about a situation whereby a procedural error could knock a grading down from good or very good to weak. And then in the case of the New Powers report, it was clear that there were a number of significant issues which really did need to be addressed. So there can be different reasons for poor grades, but I suppose, to my mind, that only actually emphasises the point of officers ensuring that the relevant members, a portfolio member in particular, does know what's going on. So that, and sometimes these poor headlines will come out even if the report's just been marked down on a procedural weakness. Sometimes they'll come out because there's real concerns about the quality of the nature of the service. And I suppose what's important is that, as I say, the relevant elected members are understand what the position is and why it's come about, so then they can deal with the consequences of that.
Russell?
Yeah, just to...
Sorry, sir, I'll get the course on this. Just to pick up on, when I read that as a quick speed read, I thought that four kind of covered off what you were
scheme. I'm just wondering if it would be better to put four above, switch three and four together, and that might make it clearer, because we don't want to have a drop-off where I accept where something isn't reported in internally, and certainly the cabinet member and portfolio holder perhaps doesn't get it as quickly as we would like to see, and I just think if we could put that, Chairman, and that would actually address the question you're asking, because certainly when I read that, I thought, well, that's fine, it's covered off, but maybe in hindsight it's maybe not covered off. And just on the bit about inspectors, of course inspectors are subjective, they always will be, and that's the nature of the beast. But by the way, government after government after government has continued to have an inspection regime there, and unfortunately we're at the request of an inspector having the right to come in at any time, announced, unannounced or anything else, Joe. And I've actually got a lot of sympathy for what you're saying, and we've argued around the table with you for years about that. But at the end of the day, the inspector's got every right to come in there and do what they do. And depending on who you get on the day, you're absolutely right, will depend, as the director has alluded to, what the report will look like in the end. And, you know, the problem is, though, we've got to go by that. The one you're alluding to was completely different. There wasn't just one or two issues there. There was a catalogue of issues over a number of years. So that's a different thing altogether. But certainly from the ones that we've considered today, whether you're up or down in the marking, it's all to do with who the inspector is and how do you look at it, very subjectively and not objectively as I would like them to look at, but they actually have their own opinion on that.
I'll get back in a minute, Joe. Russell, you're right, and that's the problem that I have here, is that number three says on publication, I think cabinet members should be notified when the draft comes back if there are areas of concern that are raised. I didn't mean just the basic runny, like the reports we've got here, there are three items we think you can improve, but if there are areas such as a report that are coming back that seems to be quite seriously bad, then we should, at least the cabinet members should be aware to make sure they're happy with what's happening to address the problem. Can I get Brian and then I'll come back to you, Joe? Brian?
I just got comments on tidying up paragraph 4. I think it's right to maybe even supersede paragraph 3 or the 8th be in conjunction with the same paragraph. There's a lot of mentions about different officers telling other officers, you know, about issues. And if it was a procedural issue, I want a heads up, so I need an answer promptly, you know, and then eventually we would know the final outcome of the review of that inspection. If it's a serious issue, I'd like to know the heads up, you know, that there's a potential serious issue developing there before you hear about it in the press. It's very important to hear promptly, and the phrase and or following, you know, is quite open. I'd like to see some of the restrictions on that phrase to make sure that the members of the portfolio are informed promptly. And I don't know if there's kind of wording that Jeremy maybe proposed that could I don't know if put actually a period of time on that, but I was hoping to hopefully that would be tightened up, because that was the whole point of our big debate when to bring this procedures forward, was about when is the proper time to inform the appropriate persons. May I suggest then, just for additional clarity, if we swap paragraphs 3 and 4, and paragraph 4 at the end reads simply during the inspection as appropriate, so we take out the words and or following.
We'll come back to this again at the next meeting, but if we can maybe get some word done in there that would help with that. Joe?
Well, we might come back then and accept that the government allows these inspectors to go in, but I'm afraid that what was conveyed from that report was to raise fear and alarm among
on the plots for these people that put the women's homes, when in the report it stated that the carers were quite happy with the situation that they were. It was just procedural stuff like looking after medications and things that I believe was the problem, but the story was blown in all proportions this evening. We are now forming a subcommittee to react to these reports that really seem to be relevant.
As I've said before, I think there are other reasons here for this the subcommittee, but however the subcommittee can get into that when it first meets next Monday. Are there any other questions for the chief executive? I keep working on, but I hope they're getting the money here. Okay, can we
just to confirm that we'll continue the item, but I will make these amendments to the report before it's brought back. Members happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, right, thank you for your attendance.